Well, good morning, God morning, great morning, and welcome to Declare Victory. I'm your announcer, Timothy Alexander White, and we're so glad you could join us. Today, you will hear our daily declaration from one of Declare Victory's very own God chasers, empowering, encouraging, imparting, and inspiring you to live your best life now. So grab a notebook and pen. It's sure to bless you. Please don't forget to submit your prayer requests and praise reports on our app or website. We have scheduled calls 5 nights a week, Bible study, men's group, marriage matters, singles, divorce, and more. Check the app to find the call that's best for you. Don't forget to share the call information with a friend or loved one. It's sure to impact their life. We're not a church, just a bunch of radical believers that know that miracles happen when we pray. We hope you feel at home. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy the call. You're now in the hands of your host for today.
Good morning, saints, prayer warriors. I'm Andrew Hart, and I'm your host for today. Welcome to Declare Victory. Would there be any first-time callers with us this morning? If so, please state your name. We would like to formally welcome you. If there should be no new callers, we will continue with the discovery event as follows. This evening, you are invited to join us for Friday Night Live at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You will hear real-life lessons, raw discussion, and immeasurable fun and fellowship. Please tune in. I would also like to remind everyone that the Men of Value call has moved to Thursday, and instead of 7 o'clock, it's going to be at 6 p.m. Again, the Men of Value call is on Thursdays, no longer on Tuesdays, and from 7, instead of 7, it's at 6. So please make that note, brothers, and please come for the fellowship, come for the praise, come for the instruction. Your life will never be the same. Thank you for all those who signed up for our production team. There's still space for you if you're interested in joining this team and helping us with our fundraising efforts. Please contact Erica via inbox or respond to the post in the room. Now, the online prayer requests are few. We have one from Eugenia Walker, who is having who submits an unspoken request for Charles Neal, and she thanks us for recognizing that. Barbara Cockrell also requests prayer for herself. Regarding traveling grace on the way home from vacation. And we will cover them both with our prayer. This morning's lineup reads as follows. Scripture will be rendered by me, Andrew. The declaration will be first given by Marcus. First prayer warrior on the wall is E.K. Dawson, followed by Brother Jeff, then followed by Pastor Lavelle, and closing out this morning will be Valerie. The order of the call, one more time. Scripture will be rendered by me, Andrew. Marcus will render the declaration. E.K. will be the first one to take us to the throne. Jeff will follow him, Lavelle follows Jeff, and Valerie has our anchor. Now if we turn our thoughts and attentions toward the Word of God, in his gracious presence, we will find ourselves in the book of Isaiah, chapter 63, starting with verse 7, reading through verse 15. The word of the Lord reads as follows. I will mention the loving kindness of the Lord and the praise of the Lord. According to all that the Lord hath bestowed upon me and the great goodness towards the house of Israel, which he hath bestowed on them according to his mercies, and according to the multitude of his loving kindnesses. For he said, surely they are my people, children that will not lie. So he was their Savior. In all their affliction he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity he redeemed them, and he bare them and carried them all the days of old. But they rebelled and vexed his Holy Spirit. Therefore he was turned to be their enemy, and he fought against them. Then he remembered the days of old, Moses and his people, saying, where is he that brought them out of the sea with the shepherd of his flock? Where is he that put his Holy Spirit within him? That led them by the right hand of Moses with his glorious arm, dividing the water before them, to make himself an everlasting name. that led them through the deep as a horse in the wilderness, that they should not stumble? As a beast goeth down into the valley, the Spirit of the Lord caused him to rest. So didst thou lead thy people to make thyself a glorious name. Look down from heaven, and behold from the habitation of thy holiness, and of thy glory. For where is thy zeal and thy strength, the sounding of thy bowels and of thy mercies toward me? Are they restrained? May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, understanding, and doing of his word, as I pass the call to Brother Marcus.
Thank you, Brother Andrew, and good morning, everyone. It's a pleasure to be on the call once again and to share with you all. I pray that you all are blessed and ready to hear what God has to say to you this morning. I thank you for all of those that have participated on the call thus far, and I pray that God takes us even higher and further in his on this call and in his spirit today. 2 weeks ago, I shared with you that it's already in you, and we talked about Smallville and Superman. We use that as a basis. Today, I want to continue in that vein with a different type of focus, if you will. This week, we shall focus on a very different superhero. Sometimes they misinterpret him and wonder if he is actually a superhero. He wears one of the darkest costumes out of all the Marvel superheroes. You know him by the name of Bruce Wayne, who witnessed the murder of his billionaire parents as a child, swore to avenge their deaths. He trained extensively to achieve mental and physical perfection, mastering martial arts, detective skills, and criminal psychology, costumed as a bat to prey on criminals' fears, and utilizing a high-tech arsenal, he became the legendary Batman. Child psychologist Richard Warshak had this to say: when a really bad thing happens to children unexpectedly, the event can change them forever. As a child psychologist, I see firsthand what that means. Traumatized children often try to avoid thinking about a terrifying ordeal, but the horrible experience nevertheless replays itself in their minds and as a consequence in their lives. Sometimes this happens in immediate, obvious, and direct ways. Bad dreams at night and phobias during the day. Other times, the traces of trauma can be delayed, subtle, indirect, and symbolic. An example, one of my patients, Jeff, repeatedly acted out the same scenario with his action figures. A great battle ensued between the evil warriors and the superheroes. The battle reached the top of a castle where eventually the evil warriors were thrown over the parapet and died. We might dismiss such play as typical for young boys, except that for this boy, the action, especially the tenacious, repetitive nature of it, seemed to have special significance. In July 2001, Jeff dined with his family at Windows on the World, the revolving restaurant atop the World Trade Center. He now struggles to integrate this memory with the horrible reality of the collapse of the very structure where he enjoyed himself on vacation, a place of joy transmogrified into a death trap. The same battle scenario went on for months. Jeff's dark demeanor during this play was in stark contrast to his pre-traumatic, joyful mood during play. His play embodied the three distinct qualities of a symbolic post-traumatic reenactment. It was long-lasting, repetitive, and grim. There are many of us who have had some very traumatic incidents happen to us. We've lost loved ones. We've battled sicknesses. We've dealt with divorce and marriage issues, and we've lost children. We've watched our children suffer. We have watched our parents suffer. We have watched as people have treated us unfairly. Some things happened a long time ago. For some, it was a few years, months, weeks, or maybe even a few minutes ago. Wherever you are with that, it's okay. I said, wherever you are with that, it's okay. The emphasis here is not how long or when it was, because 30 years ago can seem just as traumatic as 3 weeks ago. Nor is it beneficial to anyone to focus on the why. Trust me, you will earn yourself a migraine headache trying to make sense of why. I know, because I've learned it. I've lived it, and I'm living it right now. I'm living in a situation where the more I try to think about why or how long, it disturbs me more. If we focused on the length of time, we would actually miss the most important part. Who?
Your message, press 1 at any time. To listen to your message, press 2. To re-record, press 3. For more options, press 4. To cancel, press star.
If we focused on the length of time, we would actually miss the most important part. Who? Not who did this to you. Who did it will keep you from forgiving them. Who did this will keep your mind reflecting on how traumatic it was, and it will feel as though you're replaying the incident again and again, and it will feel hard to get over. It can also stop you from becoming or continuing to be the you that you were meant to be. Think about this. Batman had quite a few villains he had to face. He had villains like the Joker. The Joker would play tricks, tease, and taunt him. But Batman was able to put him away. There was even a villain called Bane. You remember Bane? Maybe not. Maybe if you're not a real Batman fan, let me help you. He would use venom to spray in a victim's face and put them in a temporary mental state. He released prisoners from jail and broke Batman's back. But that didn't stop Batman. I don't care how much the enemy tries to break you and release all manner of evil on you, I declare that none of that will change you or take you off course. He even knocks out Bruce, or Batman, before putting him in one of his parents' coffins and burying him alive. If the enemy wanted you to quit, he should have killed you a long time ago. See, that's where he messed up, because he buried you alive, right? But the fact that it didn't take you out says that God's hand is upon your life, and the enemy can't do anything about it. Bruce manages to dig himself out and is the first league member to escape his death trap. Batman later remarks that Bane's mistake was burying him alive. But we know God always makes a way of escape. Did you also catch something else about Bane? His venom only put victims in a temporary mental state. So whatever it is the enemy is trying to do, it won't work. It's temporary. Come on, say it. It's temporary. No, don't take your phone off mute. Don't take your phone off mute. Just say it with me. Say, it's temporary. There was also a villain who was completely unpredictable. Harvey Dent would flip a coin and go by the outcome of that. But just because things and people are unpredictable doesn't mean you have to fall out of the game. I declare that unpredictability shall not be the cause of defeat. Out of all the villains and situations Batman had to deal with, the most troubling issue was not Harvey Dent. The most troubling issue was not Bane, or even the Joker, and whoever else he had to face. Batman, or Bruce Wayne's main issue? Yeah, You already know it because you said it to yourself. His main issue was himself. He was afraid he would go crazy or snap after losing mom and dad from that night to such a violent event. I declare today that even your past issues and things that look like they would destroy you are not even powerful enough to take you out. Let's not focus on the bad people who have done you wrong. You don't want to be like them, right? Let's not focus on the bad things that happen, because sometimes you can become the very thing you are afraid of. Instead, let's focus on the who that can heal you from the pain of the incident. The people who hurt you, and even healing you from yourself. Yeah, because sometimes we cause our own pain. Sometimes we do things to ourselves. But let's focus on the one who gave up his life so that you could have freedom to be who he called you to be. He called you with your flaws, colorful history, and everything that makes you who you are to be a change in this world and to affect your environment. I declare that today, as the word says, by his stripes you are healed. It's already in you. Now go and be healed. Go and be better. You don't have to walk around with a hung down head feeling sorry for yourself. Your past is over. It already happened. Whatever it was, it's done. God has already made you free, and whom the Son set free is free indeed. So if the enemy, the Joker, Bane, Harvey Dent, or even your own mind starts to play tricks on you, do what Batman did. Let the pain that scared you become your power. So stay with me. Don't take your phone off mute. I want you to say it because I need you to hear yourself say it. Say, I am victorious. Say, I am a winner. Even though it looks like I haven't won, yeah, say it. Even though it looks like I haven't won, I am a winner. Even though it looks like I'm losing, I'm a winner, because the victory is not in what I see. The victory is in what I believe. Declare it today, and don't just say it, believe it. Take it as such. Sometimes, well, all the time, we need to say what we want to see. We need to say what we want to believe, what we want to make manifest. We need to say it. And saints of God, I declare today for myself and those others, let me just share this with you as I close. I was recently, about 2 weeks ago, was given a court date that I have to go to on September the 2nd. And that's why I asked you all to pray for September the 2nd on the other day. But let me tell you what else miraculous happened. I got a text, okay? So last week I shared with you a lesson that I was asked to share in Wednesday night Bible study. And so I taught the lesson. Well, I got a text the other day to ask me if I would teach the lesson on Wednesday night again. And guess what date came up? Yep, September 2nd. As soon as I saw the text and as soon as I saw the date, I immediately said yes. What? Brother Marcus, why in the world would you say yes to teach Bible study on a day that you're going to court? Why in the world would you go and face something terrible and then think that your mind is going to be well enough to teach Bible study after you might be traumatized? Well, see, here's the thing. I refuse to allow the enemy to make me feel like I'm going to be defeated. And I don't care if it looks like I've lost after the court date is over with. After I walk out of that courthouse, I'm victorious. Guess why? Number one, because I walked out of the courthouse. Number two, I'm victorious because whatever the outcome, God is all right in the middle of it. And number three, most importantly, the best testimony and the best time to teach somebody about God's word is when you're going through yourself. So, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, I declare to you that I am victorious. So are you, as I pass the call.
God, we thank you for the victory this morning. Thank you, God, that you are a victorious God. And thank you, Lord God, that right now I am a winner, Lord God. So I thank you, God, for being a God of winners, Lord God, and even a God that teaches us, even if we lose, that there's a lesson, and we still win, God. So we thank you, Lord.
You
for well-prepared and well-thought-out lesson, God. We ask now that you would bless the Marcus and restore back in him, and refresh and renew him, Lord God, through his lesson, God, that you would build him up all the more, increase everything 10 and 20-fold and 100-fold, Lord God, as you build and restore back in him through him giving his word, God. Now, God, we thank you for another morning, another day, a new day. We thank you for fresh rhema. We thank you for fresh manna, Lord God. We thank you that all that we've needed in our hand has provided, Lord God. We thank you, God. We thank you that as we slept in slumber last night, oh God, that robbers didn't break in, that fires didn't break out, Lord God. We thank you that our home was well and kept, Lord God, and that you even kept our mind, God. And I thank you, Lord, for keeping my mind, Lord God. You said if we would keep our mind in perfect peace, that you would keep our mind stayed on thee, Lord God. So, God, we pray now that we would continue to keep our mind on you, Lord God, as you would guide it. So we give our mind, our thought process, our psyches, our spirit, Lord God, we give it to you, Lord God, and we give it away, Lord God, so that you would occupy, Lord God, our minds and our thought processes, so that it would change and turn, Lord God, that we would turn and lean our minds towards you, so that we would have the mind of Christ, and that we would think like you, Lord God. So, God, now we ask and bless, God, that the prayer request, our dear sister, just touched me in. I asked for her prayer request, Lord God, and bless those that are on and spoken and unspoken. So thank you for those that bother to put in, Lord God, and stand and believe, Lord God, as we stand with them and pray with them and stand as intercessors, Lord God, believing and knowing and trusting and having faith enough to know that you're more than able, Lord God, that you would breathe on those petitions, Lord God, that you would breathe on their thoughts, Lord God. Now, God, we ask that you would forgive us of our sins, oh God, of anything, sins of omission, sins of commission, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord God, the things that we do, Lord God, the little things, Lord God, that we do, Lord God, that are still lies, Lord God. Forgive us of those. Forgive us of our sins. Forgive us of those little stories. Forgive us of those embellishments, Lord God. And teach us that it's so easy to tell the truth, Lord God. That we want to follow you in living and walking the truth, oh God. So now we thank you, Lord God. God, I thank you for every single mother. I thank you for every single father, God. Thank you for those that are grandparents that are in a situation that find themselves taking care of children and having kids in their lives all over again because of whatever situation, Lord God. Bless them and give them the strength, the tenacity that they need as they have house guests and far more than they even anticipated, Lord God. Give them what they need, Lord God, so they can help raise those children in those situations, Lord God. Thank you for the man that's fighting to do right by his family, Lord God. Thank you for the man that is trying to pay his child support, Lord God, and convict those that are not, Lord God, that are trying that have not been doing what they do, convict their hearts, convict their minds, Lord God, that they would do what they are supposed to do, Lord God. And then thank you for the very man, Lord God, that is raising his kids, Lord God, and in doing it by himself with the support of others, Lord God. Let him feel the prayers, Lord God. Let him know that there is no manual, Lord God, and that you guide him and direct him, Lord God, as he goes. Thank you for the brothers that are just trying, Lord God, trying to do better, that are trying to do a great work for you, that are trying to live saved, that have let go of that knucklehead syndrome, Lord God, and tried to turn away, Lord God,
from the things of the world, Lord God, and try to live and living for you, Lord God. So we thank you and give them the ruach, the fresh breath of the Holy Ghost, Lord God, that they would be able to stand the tricks and the wiles of the devil, Lord God, and they wouldn't return to old behaviors, Lord God, but they would take on a new skin, Lord God, and that they would take on all the things that you have for them, Lord God. Teach us to be supermen, Lord God. Continue to teach us to be mentors, to be coaches, Lord God, to just be good brothers, Lord God, and to be strong men, men of value, men of valor, Lord God, mighty men, Lord God, and move to walk and talk in the strength and the power of your name. You've invested in us, Lord God, so we thank you, Lord God. Bless every man, Lord God, that is looking at leadership, ability, keep them honest, keep them pure, keep them holy, Lord God. Let us walk after spiritual things, walk not after the flesh, Lord God. So continue to ask, bless the brothers that are preaching, that are pastoring, Lord God, that are in positions of deacons and trustees, Lord God. God, continue to do a new thing inside of all the men, all the brothers, Lord God. Bless them, refresh them, Lord God. Refresh us, Lord God, and thank you, Lord. Thank you for putting a good, solid brother and mentor in my life, Lord God. Thank you for strong deacons, Deacon Al Lee, Deacon McDowell, Lord God. Thank you for the associate ministers, Lord God, and those that are walking in the ministry of the layman and the brotherhood and the men's department, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you now, God. Now bless us as we go. Again, we honor every prayer request, Lord God. Bless the prayer line, Lord God. Bless the brothers that are even silent on the prayer line, God. Bless them, Lord God. Bless their voice, Lord God, and their time that we spend with you, oh God, as I pass the call in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for another day. Father God, we love you, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for this day, Lord God, that we woke up, hallelujah, with our minds, focused on you this morning, Lord God. So we want to thank you for that, Lord God. Lord God, as we pray for ourselves and lift ourselves up to you, Lord God, we want to pray for those that are out there on the street corners, Lord God, not in their right minds, talking to themselves, Lord God, that they're out of it, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, I want to lift them up to you, Lord God, and pray, Lord God, that you touch them, Lord, that you send the word their way, Lord God, that would, it's by your spirit, Lord God, that they will regain their sanity, Lord God, and that they'll be able to care for themselves, Lord God, and live like human beings, Lord God. Lord God, I lift them up to you, Lord God, because I see the suffering, Lord God, that's going on, Lord, for those that are not in their right minds, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. Lord God, we lift up every prayer request to you, that was offered, that was spoken this morning, Lord God, on the line, Lord. And Lord God, we know that you are aware of all things, Lord God. And I just want to pray that you look over those prayer requests, Lord God, that you honor those prayer requests, Lord God. But I just really want to lift up the that coworker, Lord God, that mother to be, Lord God, and ask that you comfort her mind, Lord God, and her heart, Lord God. Even though the doctor's report may have been a little bit troubling to her, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you comfort her, Lord God. Let her know, Lord God, that her child, Lord God, is in your hands, Lord God, is in your care, Lord God. Lord God, I lift up our elders to you, Lord God, that are in the living facilities, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. In their years of age, Lord God, to touch their bodies, Lord God, touch their minds, Lord God. Comfort them, Lord God. And for that, Lord God, we say thank you, Lord God. Every prayer request, Lord God, for those that are traveling, Lord God, and those that are praying for other family members, Lord God, for those that are interceding for others, Lord God, all of those prayer requests, Lord God, we lift up to you, Lord God, and we say thank you, Lord God, for those prayer requests, Lord. Lord God, I want to lift up the women, Lord God, the virtuous women, Lord God, every woman on this line connected to this line, Lord God, I want to lift them up to you, Lord God. Those virtuous women, Lord God, I lift them up to you right now this morning, Lord God, and I pray and I ask, Lord God, that you continue, Lord God, to bless them. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Bless them, Lord God, and strengthen them, Lord God, in every area of their lives, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. Lord God, we love you, Lord God. I love you, Lord God. I'm so thankful, Lord God, that I know, Lord God, that I hallelujah, that I need you. Lord God, the children will be coming back to school soon, Lord God. The day is the day that all of the teachers are back, Lord God, and they're getting the classrooms ready and prepared to receive the children on Monday, Lord God, here in this district, Lord. And hallelujah, I just pray, Lord God, that I want to ask your protection, Lord God, and your covering over this school year, Lord God. All of the teachers, Lord God, all of the site administrators, Lord God, all of the food service workers, Lord God, all of the campus security, Lord God, all of the custodians, Lord God, hallelujah, all of the aides, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord, all of the students, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. They're going to be excited, Lord God, crossing the streets, Lord God. Watch over them, Lord God. Bless the crossing guard, Lord God, that they that their eyes and their heads is on swivel, Lord God, that they see as our children are crossing the street and they help them to cross safely, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that this shall be a glorious school year for the children this year, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for this summer, Lord God, for watching over them, Lord God, watching over our teenagers, Lord God, that they're going to high school this year, Lord God. And I thank you for protecting them, Lord God, during the summer, Lord God, when they had free time on their hands. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we love you. And we thank you, Lord God. Lord God, I ask, Lord God, that you protect our hearts, Lord God, along with our minds, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Protect our hearts, Lord God. Lord God, write your word, Lord God, upon our hearts, Lord God, that we might not sin against you, Lord God. Protect our hearts, Lord God, from the lust of this world, Lord God, that would destroy us, Lord God. Lord God, I pray and I ask, Lord God, for discipline this morning, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Lord God, I need discipline, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, and I thank you, Lord. Lord God, I pray and I ask, Lord God, for every soul connected to this line, Lord God, for humility, Lord God. Endow us, Lord God, with the humility, Lord God, that will allow us to stand, Lord God, and represent you, Lord God. Humility, Lord God. For that, Lord God, I say thank you, Lord God. Oh, I love you, Lord God. We love you, Lord God. And, Lord God, as I prepare to pass the call this morning, Lord, hallelujah. I look forward, Lord God, hallelujah, to our collective praise this morning, Lord God, where it's that we could cry out to you, Lord God. We could shout out to you, Lord God. We could let go, Lord God, and not be ashamed, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your love, Lord God. Thank you for your power, Lord God. Thank you for your spirit, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Continue, Lord God, to quicken us, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord God. We need you, Lord God. And we are winners, Lord God, because we won't quit, Lord. Yes, Lord. We are winners, Lord God, because we won't quit, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, because you have given that to us, that we won't quit. In your holy name, Jesus, Lord God, we pray. We hallelujah, in the name of our Savior, Lord Jesus, I pray, Lord God. Amen, as I pass the call.
So, Father God, we thank you in that vein, and we just bless you. Go ahead, Andrew. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Andrew.
Good morning.
Father God, as we bow before your holiness, as we bow before your graciousness, as we bow before your power, as we bow before your loving kindness, Father, we just thank you. We thank you for our uprising and our downsetting. We thank you for our going in and our coming out, Father. We thank you for your promises, which are yea and amen. Father God, we thank you for your hand of protection and of love that covered us while we slept last night and is covering us right now as we rise and start our mornings with our minds focused on you. Father God, we thank you for the daily bread that you have prepared for us, Father. We thank you for your traveling grace and mercy to see us on our destinations according to the work that you have placed before us to be accomplished this day in your name. Father God, we thank you for those that depend on us, Father. And we thank you, Father, for those upon which we depend. We thank you for the fellowship that exists between hearts on one accord. Father, we thank you for those opportunities where discord arises, that we may bring your peace, which passes all understanding. Father, we thank you that when we are at our wit's end, Father, when we don't know where to turn, Father, your Spirit guides us and leads us in all manner of truth. Father, we thank you for when there is no way, we can bend our knees and whisper your name, Father, and you can make a way. Father God, we thank you for when we sit and listen to the report that tells us that our health is not well, Father, that our bodies are failing us, Father, that we are feeble and weak, Father. We can say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, that you are the Lord my healer, Father God, and I am strong in your name, and in your might do I go. Father God, I thank you that you are just a prayer away, Father. I thank you, Father, that when I pray, I don't even know what to ask for. I don't even know how to pray, Father God, but you have your Spirit which intercedes for me, Father, with groanings which cannot be uttered, Father, covering my request, Father, covering my heart's ache, Father, covering my heart's desire, Father, as I could not do myself. Thank you, Father. Father, you even intercede for me, speaking to yourself. And I thank you, Father. I thank you for the mysteries of God, Father. I thank you for blessing those that have ruled over me, Father, that things may go well with me. Father God, I pray for the peace of Jerusalem, Father, as her will be blessed by you. Oh, Father God, you're amazing. We need you, Father. Time is not as long as it has been, Father. The evil one is going to and fro, Father, afflicting old and young alike, Father. But we need you, Father. We need you. Raise that standard, Father, that says, go no further. Father God, we ask that you protect our children. We ask that you protect our parents, our elderly, those that are infirm and weak, Father, feeble from age or disease, Father God. We ask that you touch those that have mental health issues, Father. We ask that you touch those that are homeless and remember those that are sick and scared, Father God, those with anxiety issues, those plagued by depression, Father God, those plagued by loneliness, those that are prone to do things that put themselves at risk just to be around people, just to seek fellowship. Father God, remember those that have to sell their bodies, Father. Remember those, Father, who can't say no to the addictive process, Father. We ask that you help those that are most vulnerable, Father. It's not just the widows and orphans anymore, Father, but it's so many. We can't help them all through our strength, Father, but through your strength, you can reach and teach and bring back all those on the rim, those that are nearest hell, Father, those who may not have much longer to live, Father. Help us, Father. Help us help them, Father. Send us to reach them, Father. Give us the words to speak that would stir up their spirit, Father, and have them seek your face. Give us the words, Father, and the timing that we could go and spark an interest in the gospel in their hearts, Father, that they may cry out, what must I do to be saved, Father? We're here to win souls, Father God. We're not here to hang out with those of like mind, Father, and just reveal on just how fun it is to be a Christian. Father God, we've got work to do. The vineyards are full of grapes, Father, and we need those laborers to go gather them, Father, for the enemy will swoop down on wings and take them. Holy Father, their lives are precious. Holy Father, their souls are even more so. Help us to understand, Father, that it's not about us. Help us to see, Father, that we are but men, subject to your will, Father, on earth as it is in heaven. Help us to just be more obedient, Father God. Help us to have that spirit of obeying your word. Help us to study, to show ourselves approved of your word, Father, that we rightly divide the word of truth. Help us, Father, to be able to teach that word in thought, word, and deed to those that are watching us, Father, and those who don't know you. Strengthen us and keep us, Father. See us through. Help us. Strengthen us. Stretch out on us, Father. Breathe life into the dead areas of our lives, Father, the dead areas of our witness, Father. Let the bones join bone to his bone, Father, and stand up and be a great, forceful army for your kingdom, for your word, for your sake. Help us, Father. Help us to help ourselves. Help us to avail ourselves of the time you give us every day, Father, to war for your kingdom, to possess the land, Father, to forgive, to mend friendships. Help us to reconcile fellowship with those that we don't communicate with often. Help us to redeem the time, Father, for the time is not long. Help us to strengthen hearts. Help us to make people smile, Father. Help us to bring comfort to those that are hurting, those that have no one, Father. Let us be the one that they may look and give you glory. Whether they thank us or not, Father, whether they appreciate us or not, Father, help them when they ponder to thank you, Father, for sending us their way. That our days may be filled with working for you, Father, and our hearts may be lightened as we turn to our beds, Father, as you bless us through the night as you did through the day. These are the blessings we ask in your precious Son's name, Father. And it's his sake we pray to you. Amen, as I pass the call along.
And so, Father God, as we begin to come to a close in prayer, God, I thank you for every person that prayed before me. God, I thank you for Andrew hosting and greeting and for his heart to pray. Thank you, Father God, for Dawson, and thank you, Lord God, for Brother Jeff, God. And this morning, we just give you glory, we give you honor, we give you all the praise for being the God of our salvation. And we thank you this morning that we can because you did. We thank you this morning that it gets better, God. We thank you that the word declares that as we begin to move forward in you, God, that all things work together for our good. Lord God, even in our frustrations, even in our supposed failures, even in the things we think we've not attained, God, that you still get the glory out of our lives, that we are victorious, Father God, that no weapon formed against us will ever prosper, God, that it cannot work. And so, God, we just bless your name this morning. We thank you for the nations, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for our leadership and those that have reign and rule over us. God, we thank you for every situation, for every circumstance, God, knowing that it all works something in us.
God bless our children on today as they go to school. God bless the instructors on today. Give them patience, Lord God. Give them a heart to be compassionate about the children. Lord God, that they would educate them from a place of purity within themselves. God, protect all of our children from molestation, Lord God, and being violated in their innocence being taken in the name of Jesus. God, continue to keep all of our hearts and minds fixed and focused and stayed on you. God, we pray for all clergy this morning. God, anyone in authority teaching the word of God, that they would rightly divide the word of truth, that men, women, boys, and girls will know you in the power of your might. God, I thank you for the protection of our inner cities. Lord God, from state to state connected to this call, from country to country connected to this call. God, from every single area, Lord God, that we've all joined and assembled ourselves together, believing on you, trusting in you. God, simply to remind us that we can and we will, God, to keep going, to keep moving forward. God, continue to protect our cities. Continue to call us to be a light in dry and dark places, Lord. Continue to have us to know exactly who we are in you, God, even when it doesn't feel like it, to know that we are victorious. God, I thank you for that inspirational word this morning. God, I thank you for every prayer request, every petition. God, and we speak to Maria's womb right now in the name of Jesus. We assemble our faith, oh God, that any amniocentesis is not greater than your purpose for that child. God, I speak to the child in our womb right now in the name of Jesus. God, that your healing virtue, that your healing power be sent, Lord God, even as we speak. God, we thank you for the testimony in advance. God, we thank you for doing it simply because we believe. God, we know you are able to do exceeding abundantly, above and beyond anything we could ever think, hope for, or imagine. And the baby that Denise prayed for this morning, God, bless right now in the name of Jesus, total healing, total recovery. We rebuke the hand of the enemy now in the name of Jesus. God, and we are believing you, Lord God, for the 94-year-old woman in the convalescent home. God, that you would send ministering angels right now in the name of Jesus. God, that her CNA would be saved and be a believer. God, that you would lay hands on her in the name of Jesus. God, that she would not leave this earth and then die and go to hell. God, we thank you for salvation now in the name of Jesus. God, for every other prayer request on the line, oh God, we thank you and we are consistently believing you, God, for doing it and doing it quickly in our lives, Lord God. Even when we don't see the manifestation, God, we know that you're already working on our behalf. So as we all take our phones off mute, we begin to celebrate the victory this morning. We begin to believe you, Lord God, for knowing that you are the head and not the tail. God, we know that you are the great Redeemer, God. You are the healer in the name of Jesus. God, that you make a way when no one else can make a way. God, that you open the door that no man can shut.
You believe that you would deliver, Lord God.
That your word will never have a way, Lord. God, when it hurts me, I believe it. And if you never place
Lord God, over our children, Lord God.
Even Terry, I include him as he goes to and from work. I thank you and praise you, Lord Jesus, that you protect him, that you help him to do the right thing all of the time, not some of the time, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for looking out for him, Lord Jesus, for blessing them to be studious and for giving them a mind to be obedient over those that have rule over them. And those that have rule over them, I pray, Lord Jesus, that they would not take advantage of them, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I give you glory, God. I give you honor, and I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord Jesus, because you reign supreme. You are our Alpha and our Omega. You are our beginning and our end. You are our great physician. Thank you that you are a very present help in the time of trouble, God. We bless you today. We thank you today, God. We thank you today, God, for every prayer, for every request, for every person represented, God. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We bless your name. Your name is worthy, God. We can't thank you enough. We cannot thank you enough, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. We just thank you for this morning, God. And thank you for always showing up, God, for never, ever leaving us alone, God, for never changing your mind about who you said you are, God. And we just give you all the glory. We give you all the honor, God. We submit our wills and our lives to you today, God, that you would get the glory out of our lives. God, bless our men. Bless our men. And as we begin to go into this love, life, and victory conversation, God, let us be empowered this morning. Let us be encouraged, God. Let us be mindful that we win if we don't quit. God, we thank you. We celebrate in advance for the victories that you've already assigned to our lives. And we grab a hold of it, and we're leaning and depending, trusting in you, oh God, to make manifest your greatness out of our small, meager, humble lives. God, we love you. We'll be so careful to give you all the glory and all the praise as I pass the call to the host. Andrew, if you're talking, we can't hear you. So this is the time we have set aside to welcome and acknowledge all of our great guests this morning. If there's anyone that joined the call today that has not ever said good morning, Andrew, you can take it.
If anybody needs to say hi and has had a chance, please do so.
Good morning, Patrice. Good morning.
Good morning, Pretty Patrice.
Good morning.
Good morning, Virginia.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's Barbara.
Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Tiffany.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Rosie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey,
good morning.
It's Arlita.
Good morning, Arlita.
Good morning, Miss Rosie.
This is Rosie. Good morning, Rosie.
Good morning, my faithful brother. This is Brother Eric.
Brother Eric, good morning to you.
I'm a first caller.
What was that? Someone said they were first caller?
Yes.
Okay, I'm having a little trouble hearing you now. Could you speak a little louder and tell us your name?
My name is Rosa Perryman.
Oh, excellent. So happy, glad to have you this morning. Who invited you to the call?
Your sister Julia. Sister Julia.
Oh, excellent. Excellent.
Welcome.
Well, we're so glad and pleased that you join with us to praise the Lord this morning. And we hope that the call thus far has blessed you. And we hope that you come back more and more and more again. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you as well.
Thank you.
Good morning, Rhoda.
Good morning, Rhoda.
Good morning, Miss.
Good morning.
Good morning, this is Regina.
Good morning, Regina.
Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Monique.
Good morning,
Andrew, good morning. I was remiss in announcing that today is Susie's anniversary, her 20-plus anniversary with her husband. So I just wanted to give a shout-out to Susie and wish her a happy, happy, happy and blessed anniversary.
Hello. Anniversary. Good morning, Mrs. Kwame.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thank you.
Good morning, Kwame. All good right, morning, Bishop O'Dowd students. Happy anniversary, Susie.
Thank you.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you all.
Yeah, happy anniversary to Brother Rick, too.
Dylan, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you all for your well wishes.
Would there be anybody else that hasn't had a chance to say good morning?
Good morning, Sanaje.
Hey, Sanaje. Well, if you know others, then our hearts and minds are clear, we'll pass the call to Brother Marcus. Take it away, Brother Marcus.
Well, well, well. Good morning to everybody. Good morning, good morning. Before we get started, before we open the door, open the discussion up, I have something that's been burning my spirit, oh, my God, that I got to share with you guys. Listen, check this out. You know how we tend to focus, like we have an issue going on, and we tend to focus on the issue or focus on what's going on or focus on the feeling that we have, or, you know, just focus on the situation so much, right? And somebody comes along trying to encourage us and say, you know, look and see the positive in it. Well, there's nothing good about it. But what, there's got to be something good in it. No, no, there's nothing good in it. Okay, well, you know what I found is that, yes, you try to find the positives in your situation. If you can't find any, then look outward. Find something else. I mean, somebody would go so far as to say, well, you're living. Okay, that's good. That's cute. But sometimes God will give you victories outside of what you're going through. Let me just give you an example. So I'm going through this crazy situation right now. And in the midst of that, if I would have been focused on the issue, I would not have seen certain things going on around me. For example, the other day, I went on my phone, on my phone app to look at my cell phone bill, and I saw that it went from $270-something to zero. So I was like, I looked at it like a couple of times, and I was like, zero? Are you serious? And I was like, oh, my God. You know, I'm starting to shout, but now I'm thinking, wait a minute, something ain't right. So I let it go. I went a day or two later, and I looked back again. It was really zero. So I called this phone company. I was talking to them, and I didn't mention the zero balance, honestly, because because I thought if I mentioned it, it might jinx it or something like that, or they might be like, oh, that was a mistake, so let's change it, right? So I just left it alone. So then the other day I looked at it again, and it was over $1,000. And I'm like, wait a minute, there's the rub. And so it started to come up in me where I wanted to complain. I was like, oh, God, I knew it. I knew that zero was nothing, you know, because I had told a couple people, look what God did, and now I'm looking like a fool. But see, I started to do that, but then I had to relax because I was like, okay, God, I got to see you somewhere in this. I got to. And so I called the phone company again. I was talking about something completely different, right? And as I was ending the call, the person that was helping me said, hey, I noticed your bill was kind of high. I said, yeah, because I made some calls while I was out of town or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And she was saying, oh, well, yeah, I understand that happens. That does happen to some of us. But hold on a second. Let me see what we can do about that. And I was like, okay, that'd be great. No problem. So she put me on hold for like maybe 15, 20 minutes, came back. She said, oh, my God, you're still here? She said, most people really just hang up. She said, you know what? Just because you've been so patient and because you've really been nice and sweet and everything, we're going to take off about $400 off of your bill. Just because we can. And I talked to my supervisor, and she absolutely approved it. So there, $400 off your bill. And I was like, what? You know, then I started rejoicing. I started seeing how God was doing that, right? And it kind of took off the edge of what I was going through, which that had nothing to do with the issue that I'm dealing with. Then the next day after that, I got a check in the mail from AT&T for a refund of $200-something. And I'm like, where the heck did this come from? Like, what? You know, it's like, you know, little blessings come out of nowhere. And then on top of that, I go somewhere else and somebody gives me, I walk into Starbucks and see one of my students that I taught years ago that graduated from the school. And she says, hey, Mr. Dyson, how you doing? I said, I'm doing fine. Good to see you. And she said, oh, okay. She said, what do you want to drink? I said, I'll have my usual, my caramel macchiato. She said, okay, thank you for coming. I said, excuse me? I said, here's my, she said, thank you for coming. And I went to the other side. She said, here. And I'm like, what? Here's your drink for free. So I'm like, wow. You know, I'm like, little victories are happening outside of whatever it is I'm experiencing. So I said all that to say, not to brag and not to boast about you know, all the good things, because those are actually small things if you think about it. God can do so much bigger than that in our lives, true or not true. So here's what I want you to do, people of God, oh my goodness. Start looking without. What little victories are happening outside of you that you can focus on and keep your eyes on to keep you encouraged while you're waiting for the victory to happen in the big situation? What small victories or what other things that are happening outside that you can focus on? And mind you, my cousin just died the other day. I'm going through this situation. I got to go to court on September 2nd. You know, I'm dealing with some issues at school. But I'm having little victories happen on the outside. So I'm focusing on all those things, and I'm focusing on how, you know, I'm alive and I'm healthy and I'm doing well. I may not be in the best financial situation in the world, but I have a job, you know, I never run out of work. I'm turning down positions, you know, people coming at me saying, can you do this, can you do that, and I'm turning down stuff. So, you know, you got to find little victories. So I'm going to ask you again, whoever wants to speak up to begin, what small victories, can anyone share maybe a small victory that's happening or can testify to the fact that even though you're going through something, there's something else outside of that that you can rejoice about? Anybody? Can y'all hear me? Did everybody go away? Did I scare y'all? Was I talking too much?
No, we can hear you, but this is Dee Dee, and you know I talk a lot, so I just wanted to say thank you every Friday. I look forward to your declarations because they're always so life, they're like a life application, but I'll share this, and it's not a secret. I'll be celebrating 30 years with AT&T on the 20th of September, so praise God for that. And through all of it, the last couple of months, it's been a little trying because we never know. Diane and I never know when we come to work what we're coming to. So the morale has changed. Some days it's hard. If I didn't have the clear victory to look forward to in the mornings, I would stay home because that's how, it's almost like a demonic presence in this building. But what I will say through all of it, not knowing, you know, if we're going to get an email that says to relocate to Utopia or wherever, the blessing is that I still have my joy. I still have other things, like you said, the little blessings that we have. And I'm just excited because I found out that I'm going to be a grandmother. And so that's a blessing. I mean, through everything, because it's almost like anxiety to never know what's going to happen with this resource, because that's what I've learned it to be. AT&T is just a resource. So if I go to my desk now and I got an email that says today's your last day, Marcus, I promise you, just because of listening to your declarations, I'm going to rejoice because it could be worse. Does that make sense? It's like I'm learning even through the fire. And like you said, you had a cousin that passed away. You're going through, you got to go to court. You got all this stuff going on, but you're still grateful. So I get that. We have to learn to rejoice and look beyond what we're facing. So that's what I got out of it. And I so love you, man of God. I love you. And I know that September 2nd, you're going to walk out of there victorious. So I just want to tell you that. Thank you for always encouraging me. I love you to life.
Amen. And congratulations to you. Oh, my God. That's amazing how God will bless you in the midst of your Harvey Dent that you're experiencing. They flipping coins and deciding whatever side of the coin is going to turn up, that they're going to decide that. So what? God's got some victorious things for you. Yeah, bless you, Dee Dee. Love you, too. Anyone else?
Brother Marcus, it's Miss D. Good morning.
Good morning.
Even in the midst of the traumatic situations I've encountered since, I think, for the last 2 years, I can still sense God's presence around me. And I'm getting some really great life lessons along the journey. And I'm really thankful for that. I was sitting with my sister-in-law a few days ago. She came from New Jersey, and when she got here, she told me she was on a mission, but I was drawn to just be with her every day she was here. And everything that she shared with me, I had been spoken to by my Savior about them, you know, and in the middle of this, like, if I look around me, and that old song, you know, count your blessings and name them one by one, when I start doing that, it really outweighs the traumas, the times I've been going through some mental and emotional distress, the discomfort of moving, my physical stuff that I've been dealing with. But when I lay down and count their blessings, I'm just totally amazed and in awe of what God does on a daily basis. Just being able to get out of bed and walk, to be able to spend time with my grandchildren, just those small things. And the times he is ministering to me, especially around, like just a few weeks ago, don't be a character assassinator. You know, learning to be a better listener and to guard my words and to guard my ears and not be okay with quoting stuff just because it's quoted somewhere that I should be okay with quoting it. Really starting to hear him on a new level. Thank you again. I thought about that Batman thing, you know, and it don't matter what color the suit is you're wearing, as long as you're walking the right walk, you know? And I'm thankful for that. I don't have to wear a mask today, and I don't have to try to cover up where I am with the group of people that I have in my life today, my allies. And God created and put this call in my life several years ago, preparing me for this day. And I am so grateful for the preparation, because when I look back, could have fainted along the way, but when I look back, he was giving me a daily lesson, which is my daily bread, and he has people on the left and right that hold me up in prayer. I can do this. I can do all things through Christ because he lives in me. So thank you again for all your wonderful analogies. I love them, and I love you guys. Have a great day.
You bless my soul, Ms. D. My God, thank you so much for sharing. Yes, go ahead.
Hi, this is Deborah Yvonne. And I wanted to say thank you also. But the Lord had it in my presence where I was able to meet a lady that was the Auschwitz survivor. And she told her story of what she went through when she was in the German concentration camp. And what stood out to me was that she said it several times, that she knew God was helping her because she almost lost her life like two or three times. And even though she was going through a lot of rough times, she was skinny as a rail, but she said she still kept her hope in God, and even until this day, she never blamed God. And her testimony was so profound to me, and when at the end of her testimony, she gave me a big hug, and I felt nothing but the love of God. And she said that us listening to her testimony blessed her, but she also blessed me. And I just thank God that I had the opportunity to hear her. So I just thank the Lord, and it was just beautiful. Thank you.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that. Amen, and be blessed, Sister Deb. Was there anyone else that wanted to share on that wise? I want to hear about these victorious things that are happening outside of you, even though you're going through a tough situation. Anybody? Anybody? All right. Well, let me just be an encouragement to you all. I'm sorry,
Marcus,
go ahead.
Don't, look, I'm sorry. I couldn't get off mute. So I just want to encourage somebody today. You know, just through situations and circumstances, simply because we all have them, you guys hear me say all of the time, honey, the Raven program is something else. I just thank God that even when we can't see it, even when we don't understand it, God always has his hand on us. And one of the things that keeps me encouraged is I have a track record. I can look back at my history and know that I'm still here with a sound mind in spite of all that I've gone through, in spite of every situation, every obstacle that I face. I'm still here. And that in and of itself in real life, y'all, I do not take lightly. It is not a gag. It is not a joke. It is literally by the grace of God that I'm still here. So I just wanted to encourage somebody to
honey, keep going. Keep going. Keep going.
That's all. Love you guys. Have a great day.
Amen. Amen. Keep going. Keep going. Absolutely. Be like Dory. Keep swimming, child. Sometimes you have to find a way to keep moving. You can't let anything stop you. Because if you do, that's how you become defeated. And hear this. Hear this. Check this out, too. Revelation 12 and 11 says what? And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. So every time you testify, you overcome by what you testify, by what you say. Not only are others blessed, but you bless yourself. You overcome by the words of your testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. Because the blood is covering you and protecting you, you're going to be okay. You'll be fine. We'll be fine. We all come out. My mom tells me all the time, don't worry about what's going on right now because it's not going to last always. It's you know, my grandmother says the same thing. It's not going to last forever. You know, when you get to the other side of what it is that you're dealing with, then you'll look back and you go, wow, I can't believe I made it. But if you complain your way through it, you know, oh, my God, it makes it harder to get through it. True or not true? Yes. Was anyone getting ready to say something? Was someone getting ready to say something? I can keep going. Okay. Yes.
It is, baby. I wanted to just tell you, for me, what helped me to keep going in situations where I wanted to just give up and saying, I think it's in the book of 2 Kings, you know, the four lepers in the Bible, that story where they had to go for it because if they stayed in that position, they were going to surely die. And if they went back to where they came from, they were going to die. So all you all you can do is go. You know what I mean? You got to move. The past is over. There's nothing you can do about anything that happened. You got to just keep moving and keep going and trust God because that helps. That's what's wrong my face with all the, you know, the trauma because I've been through so much trauma. But every time God has brought me out. So it's like I'm not going to stay. I can't. If I stay in what I'm in, I'm going to die. I'll go back to what I was in, I'm going to surely die because sometimes it's not a physical death, but if you're dead spiritually, mentally, emotionally, you're still dead. So you have to move forward and step out in faith and know that God got you. And I just truly, I'm just so light right now from Fridays are like my favorite days. Now, not just because of Friday Night Live, yeah, that's a little, you know, I'm promoting it, but it's just a good day because it's the weekend's coming. I know my brother Marcus is going to bring a good word, and it's the end of the week. So I'm just grateful. Just to keep going, guys. Keep going.
Amen. Bless you. And you know what I think about, I don't know if this is what you're talking about or not, but think about this. You know how the children of Israel were delivered out of Egypt, okay? So they left Egypt, right? So the Pharaoh was ready to kill them. Now, they got in the middle of the sea divided. Got in the middle of the sea divided. They were going through the waters and had the enemies behind them. Victory was in front of them. The promised land was in front of them. All they had to do was keep walking. Like Dion said, keep moving forward. Keep going. There's waters around you. Think about what they may have saw, how that may have, like, threw them off. Oh, my God, look at that water on the side. But if you stay focused on that, you get swallowed up in it, right? Or if you keep looking back, all you see is the enemy. And eventually they'll end up catching up with you and killing you. You got to keep moving forward so you don't get swallowed by the water and you don't get caught by the enemy, but you'll eventually make it to where you need to be. Ah, that just blessed myself. Well, praise God.
Amen.
Anybody else
want to share? It's Ms. Deep once again. You know, also what keeps me going through this is that my testimony, my living testimony, my physical presence is important for others, especially in my family system, to see. I was a generational curse breaker. The generational curse began to be broken with me in my family system. And that don't mean that it's completely demolished. It began. See, because there's some stuff that is also showing up in other people. But I have to continue this walk so they can see the Christ that Christ is real and be able to give my testimony. And that keeps me going because my deliverance was bigger than me. When I talk about fainting, I don't talk about giving up, but it's some things I could go back to. I'm a recovering individual. I have to be really aware that there's some places I can't go because I got some people really close to me that are watching me like with hawk eyes. And everybody wasn't glad about me being delivered and my life being transformed. So, you know, it's always those on the other side who are waiting on you to make one crooked turn so they could point fingers or tell you that who you are, again, in words. But this walk is so much bigger than me. Even, you know, my daily encounters with people, it's a reflection of Jesus Christ, and I have to remember that, and that keeps me going. That is bigger than me. In the Old Testament, it talked about the blood of the innocent being on our skirts. You know, I have people coming up that are innocent right now that haven't experienced a whole lot in life, so they haven't been tainted by the world, and they haven't started making decisions yet. Their blood is on me. I need to continue this walk so that they can have an opportunity to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and they can be moved away from some of those paths that I walked down. Thank you,
Amen,
again.
Ms. D. Oh, thank you.
Hold on one second. Let me hear from Diane.
Go ahead, Diane.
I just wanted to say, when you were talking about the Israelite as God parted the Red Sea, that's what God asked each of us to do when he takes us through something and brings us through, is to put momentum where he brought us from. That reminds us when we're going through again to look back at what he's done for us in the past. And that he did it then, and he can do it now. And if you're stuck somewhere, you can't stay where you are and follow God. You must keep moving, keep it going. Thank you.
So true. Amen. Thank you, Diane. Appreciate that. Now, who was the gentleman that was speaking up?
That was singing. I just want to say thank you, Brother Marcus, for your declaration and the way that God uses you in the different ways that the story that you choose to give your declaration through. I just want to say thank you. But the part of your declaration wherein that you had us speak victory over our lives, I want to thank you for that. Because as I was repeating what you asked us to repeat, I was internalizing it, I was feeling it, and I was believing it. And I felt it. You said that you wanted us to have ourselves hear us say it. And Lord have mercy, I was saying it. I mean, you say, don't take your phone off mute. Just stay on mute, but I need you to repeat it. Thank you, Lord. And I was speaking it, and I was saying it with confidence and belief. So I just want to thank you for that part of your declaration.
Bless you, sir. Yeah, because, see, the thing is, it's cool when other people can hear us, but it's even more powerful when we can hear ourselves. I heard somebody say something recently, and I might not quote this correctly, but they said that the most powerful thing, they said something about how it's not what others say to you that matters, it's what you believe about yourself, right? It's not what others say about you that affects you the most. It's what you believe that they're saying. It's you. It's what you say to you that makes the difference. You know, so, yeah, you need to hear yourself speak well. You need to hear yourself say, I am a winner. You need to hear yourself say, I'm victorious, you know.
I mean, because a lot of times we want to get up and testify and tell everybody how we're doing so great, and that's good, because sometimes other people are overcome by our testimony. But when you hear yourself talk, it's even more powerful. Was there someone that was getting ready to speak?
I will speak. Good morning, Mr. Dyson.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Brother Tim.
So listen, I didn't hear anything. I just chimed in, but I think I can maybe offer a word of advice and encouragement. Things, trust and believe are the two words to me that stand out quite a bit. Trust God, believe God, and move forward with that. But our experience, you know how when someone is trying to teach you something, they'll say something like, well, you know, Mike, I have experience in that. You know, well, let me show you because I got experience. I've been through that before. I can do it. I got experience. But we have experience in everything we experience. What I mean by that is this. Our experience is sometimes what keeps us from moving forward because we have experience in doubting God. We have experience in doubting His word. So our experience tends to take over because our experience in life plays a big, important part. If you're driving to work and you get in traffic, you find or try to find a shortcut. And if you've ever been able to do that, well, quite naturally, your experience takes over what you might have been going through. What if God wanted you to take the long way or in the traffic way? Because have you ever done something and you get a blessing out of it, and you say to yourself that, man, that wouldn't have happened if I would have did that other thing, if I would have went the shortcut way. You know, I wouldn't have been able to do that. But our experience and doubt and doubting God is what keeps us from moving forward and keeps us from believing. When Jesus was down here, when he walked the earth, and he had all the experiences that he had, he sought help from God. Our experience in watching his life should be impactful for us. But see, we just think, we don't look at our experience in doubt. We just doubt and move on. I've never heard anybody say it before, but our experience in doubt is what helps keep us back. And when you said about the Israelites going through the land and they would look at the waters on the side and focus on that instead of focusing on where they were going, that's a distraction. It's the same thing. We don't focus enough on God. And the world is a great competitor. The world adds to our experience in doubt. And we all know that, you know, the devil or Satan will tell you, well, you can't do that. God don't love you. Who you think you are? Our experience in doubt is just as prevalent as our experience in belief. But because we're human and our human nature, we a lot of times go with the doubt. If God has ever done anything for you, one thing, two things, if God has ever done two things for you, trust and believe he can do three. And he demonstrates his love for us by waking us up every morning. So trust and believe and change our perspective and realize that our experience in doubt is also a stumbling block.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And even with that same story, the Israelites, remember how they got into the wilderness, past the waters and everything, and then they started complaining. If we would have been back in Egypt, we wouldn't be going through this. You know, they started complaining again and doubting because of their what? Experience from before. True, very true. Thanks for bringing that out. Was there someone else who wanted to speak up? I want to go back to something that Ms. D said. I thought it was really, really good. She was talking about how there are people around her who try to bring up, you know, who she was and all that. You know, don't you know there are people around you who do not want to see you successful, that every time you start to do something successful or try to be successful or try to do better, they're around you to try to bring you down. Their sole purpose is to keep you from moving forward. They don't like to see you get a new car. Or they don't like to see you smiling. They don't like to see you, you know, bouncing around singing and praising God. They don't like to see that. Because when they see that, then they like, oh, my God. You know, the enemy's goal is to take you out, and he wants to keep somebody around you that can do something to you, try to throw you off. But our job is to keep our heads up and know that no matter what comes our way, God's got our back. It doesn't even matter. It don't even matter. Throw what you want to throw at me. It don't mean a thing. Because I'll be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The thing I love about them bold boys is that even when the king said to everybody, bow, and they said, we will not bow, and we don't care if you throw us in, I'm paraphrasing, and we don't care if you throw us in that fiery furnace because our God is able to deliver us. And then they said this, and I thought that was one of the most boldest statements I've ever seen. They said, and even if he doesn't deliver us out of it, he's still able. Now, how many of us can say that? That's not easy to say. That even if God does not deliver me out of this, even if I don't win, even if I have to do this, 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 and this, and it makes my life more difficult and more challenging, know that just because he didn't do it doesn't mean he's not able. Look, now that takes some faith. How many of us can stand up and say that? How many of us can stand up and say, yeah, okay, I may not ever recover from this sickness, but you know what? I know that he's able. Just because he didn't do it doesn't mean he's not able. I still believe God. And somebody may say, well, you crazy. Yeah, I might be crazy. But I was crazy without him, and I'd rather be crazy for him. So, all right, I'm making my own self happy while it's quiet on this phone. I wish somebody would shout for me or something, scream, all of it, because I can't get out of there.
Even if he don't go to the market. Yes, sir. I know he can, honey.
Yeah.
That's enough to shout
about.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Shout out to him. They're going to come get me. So
yes, Lord. Thank you.
Out of here.
Yes, yes,
right,
yes.
There.
Glory, glory.
Yeah. He can. And you know what I love about the victory, declare victory? Oh, I'm about to lose it. The thing I love about declare victory is that while we may feel alone, there are people around us, even if it's just one person, that can just step in and say something, and we'll feel like, okay, I know I'm not by myself. You know, we can get on Facebook, and there's been times I've been on Facebook, and I'll post something or something, and somebody from the Victory family will say something or encourage me or something like that out of nowhere. Like, it's not like I posted it in the Victory Room. I'm posting on my old page or whatever. But people are always looking out, and that's a beautiful thing I love about that, is that we look out for each other. We love on each other, you know, more than just from 6 to 8, you know what I mean? It's a beautiful thing. You know, we go to the picnic or whatever events we have, and we talk to each other like, you know, hey, I just seen you a few seconds ago. You know, hey, it's good to see you again, and love you, and it's awesome having the Declare Victory family. So,
I know that's right, Marcus. I feel the same way.
Yeah, there's
me
so
too.
Much. It's so real that there are strengths in numbers. There's so much strength. One can put, how do you say it? One can put
one can take a thousand, tens of thousands.
10,000. There you go. Yep. So the more we have, the more we can conquer, the more we can accomplish. Know that, everyone on the call, know. And even if you're listening to this call or this discussion after, if you're listening to the recording, know this, that even if there's one person who has your back, you can make it. Marcus, you can fill in your name. Even if there's only one person on your side, whether it's two, three, four, five, Yes, we have God, but if there's one person, I know you could find one person that has your back, that will pray for you, that will tell you they love you, that will tell you that it's going to be all right, hang in there, you know, keep praying, I'm praying for you. You know, I got people texting me out of nowhere, left and right, I'm praying for you, you know, don't even know what's going on, but I'm praying for you, I love you, you know, hang in there, do you need anything? You know, God's going, man, it's amazing how even when you're going through your life, and has anybody ever done this before where you didn't tell anybody anything at all, nothing, you didn't say nothing, you're just walking around smiling throughout the day, going to church, doing things you're supposed to do, and somebody walks up to you and they go, I can tell something in your spirit, I can see past where you are, or they call you out of nowhere, you know, I had you on my heart, and I just want you to know, and they share a word that completely blesses you in the middle of your situation. Anybody ever experienced that? And how did that help you along your journey?
Marcus.
Yes.
Good morning. This is Ruth. You know, I'm a phone agent. And not often, but I get some people sometimes. It's just, I guess it's my voice, but they first of all, they call me Miss Ruth. And they always ask, some of them have asked me, can I just pray for you? I mean, like, out of the blue, I had to put my phone on mute and just break down because I'm like, how do they know that I'm going through that? Or there was one lady that was struggling with keeping her house, same thing I'm going through right now, and she was telling me her story. I had to, again, put her on mute and just break down because I'm like, I had to minister to her. She's going through the same thing I'm going through, but I had to be strong enough to minister to her and tell her just, you know, just keep the faith and, you know, just keep going and right in the midst of my own troubles. But I want to say I love this call because you guys feel like, I feel like you guys are my family. And Miss D, every time I hear her voice, I want to cry. I'm a crybaby. I want to cry because her voice, oh, my God, it just gets into my soul. And her testimonies are just so powerful. And Dion, gosh, I know that I'm older than her. But I feel like she's my wise old auntie. She has so many stories and so much knowledge, and she's so precious. And I absolutely thank her for, you know, just being the creator of this call. But, yes, I have had people on through my job just pray for me out of nowhere. Just, oh, can I just pray for you? And I'm like, you know, and I'm not, I don't know if I'm supposed to let them, but I said, okay, go ahead. You know, and I just thought when I end the call, I just said, you know, have a blessed week. And when people hear that, it's just like I can hear the change of the tone in their voices. Oh, you too, you know. And so I'm grateful to be able to be in contact with over 100 people per day that I'll never meet in person, but I get to bless them just with my voice. And yes, I too have a court date coming up October 8th, and I am also asking guys to pray for me. But this court date has been postponed 3 times. So I know that God is working behind the scenes on my behalf. I'm like, Lord, just throw it out. You know, I'm asking him to touch every hand that touched that case. Throw it out, Lord. It's old. It's 9 years old. Just throw it out. I have work to do. You have work for me to do. You know, use me to bless somebody. That's my prayer every morning. Lord, please use me to bless somebody today.
Hey, Ms. Ruth, isn't it amazing how God connects you with people that go through the same thing you're going through?
Mm-hmm.
And dealing with the same? Yeah, and so I want to admonish each and every one of us to not get consumed with ourselves and what we're going through, because God has such a sense of humor, if I can say it like that. He has a way of connecting you with people who are where you are at the moment, or have been where you've been, or are in a situation where you've been, for the purpose of you encouraging them. But if we get so self-consumed, oh, woe is me, I'm going through, this is so hard, I can't take this, I can't do it, it's not going to work, then we'll get, you know, we'll miss what God wants to do out of us. He wants to get the glory. He wants us to glorify him in the midst of it. And how we do that? Encourage somebody else. You know, keep your eyes open, keep your ears open, keep your spiritual, if I can say, spiritual senses alive and awake so that you can sense when someone else, your gift of discernment, keep it awake so you can be aware when someone steps in your presence and what they're going through or what they may be experiencing or dealing with, and you could be a blessing to them and bless yourself in addition to that. Amen. So,
right. I'm always blessed when I get to minister to someone or just, you know, talk to them about what they're going through and you know, tell them, you know, you're going to make it. It's going to be all right.
Yeah.
God is with you. When I'm going through my own struggle, that, I mean, I find joy in helping people anyhow. That is just, you know, I think that's a calling on my life just to help, you know.
Yeah.
And I just thank God for the gifts to cook because I think I told you guys about the job that I had, the 150 racks of ribs and serving 600 people. But through that, I've gotten a couple of catering jobs just from one picture. So, yes, I love Facebook, too. So I'm grateful.
Wow. Amen.
Yes, from that one job, I've gotten
so,
several calls.
Yeah. We are so glad for what God is doing with you, you know, and just those things, like when you share about those things that God is doing for you, it makes it more possible that God could do something for someone else. So, you know, anybody that has something to share, like a testimony like that, you know, share it, because you never know who's listening, who might need to hear, you know, the possibilities of what God can do. And if he can do it for one, he can do it for more, somebody else, you know. Amen. I'm so grateful. Is there anybody else that wanted to share before we close this call? Okay, yes. Hey.
I just wanted to publicly thank you, brother, because when you mentioned how we connect with one another and how we, you know, even like at the event, so we come together, and how you really truly are my brother, because when everybody else was laughing, and this is a silly moment, but when I had that accident, when I slipped out of my chair, and I think Missy had pushed my chair and I fell on the ground, everybody else around just laughed. And Auntie Dion didn't even extend her hand to help me up. But you, my brother, you helped me. So that's how I know you have my back. You said if just one person would encourage us. So that's, I just want to tell you, I love you, because that day we connected. You lifted me up, and I had glass in my hair and everything, and people were laughing, but you have my back. So I just love you for that.
Hey, Didi, that's because I'm spiritual and no one else was at that time, okay?
No, they could be laughing and he ha ha.
You made all of our days.
No, it's not. It's because you're taller than me. I would have helped you, but you're taller than me.
No, I'm just telling you. You were too busy taking pictures. I wasn't going to say what my man Tanya thought they were TMZ.
And I wasn't close to you. I had moved away.
Thank you for providing us with humor for that day. We knew you wouldn't hurt. That's why we laughed.
I was. My feeling was because only Marcus helped me. I think Brother Eric came after the fact.
Oh, Jesus. Yes, because I had to be. I had to say spiritual, Didi. You know, we have to be spiritual when it's necessary. Let the others laugh, and I'll be spiritual.
Marcus
is
having
a laugh.
Listen, only reason why I didn't help first DD was because Marcus was closer, that's all.
Well, God put me in the right place at the right time.
Hey, and y'all know Auntie Dion still ain't never said, baby, you all right. And it's been months. Auntie Dion ain't never said, I like how we got Auntie.
That's a mess. Oh, okay. I had my laugh for the day. That's going to carry me through the rest of the day today. Well, amen. Wonderful call today. I pray that someone is encouraged, and I pray that Dee Dee is all right from her fall, and I pray that her feelings won't be hurt anymore. But seriously, amen. Seriously, though, I pray that we all can be encouraged, whatever it is that we're experiencing and going through in our lives, because we're going to go through. We are. That's just a part of nature. It's part of life. And so, you know, we could just, you know, like Tanya often says, put on your big boy drawers and big girl panties and say, okay, I can do this, you know, step up to the plate and, you know, show God that you are his child. Show him that he didn't put in you what he put in you for nothing. And whatever you need, it's already in you. The power you need, God already gave it to you. You don't need to pray and ask God, you know, to give you this and give you that, because it's already in you. You know, when he saved you, when he filled you with the Spirit, he gave you everything you needed to accomplish and to get over whatever it is that you're experiencing. So it's now time to go and be the Jesus that we preach about, sing about, read about, pray to. And I pray that everyone has a blessed day today. And let's pray for our children and keep them covered and protected and drive a little slower because our kids are walking and we want to make sure they're protected. Amen. God bless you all. Have
love
a wonderful day.
See you.
God bless you too. Love you.
Friday Night Live.
Friday Night Live.
Friday Night Live. Blessings.
God bless.